Verse chapter 4, Mishnah 2, Hamares es bito. If a man gives his daughter in betrothal, we've learned before that a father can give his minor daughter in betrothal. And the first case of the Mishnah is, you know, the two stages of marriage, Arusin or betrothal, and then a while later they did Nisuyin. So the case over here is that they did the Arusin, the first step in the marriage, not yet the second. And they actually wrote a kesuvah at that time, which was unusual. Normally they only wrote the kesuvah later. But in this case of the Mishnah, they wrote the kesuvah at that time anyway. So they did Arusin, Vegasha, and then the husband, they didn't go through with the marriage, he divorced her. And then Arsa, the father marries her off again, Venis Almala, and from the second husband passes away before they can complete the second step. In both of these cases, kesuvah shelo, the kesuvah payment goes to the father, right? It goes to the father because they didn't complete the process. It goes to the father. Hesia, if they complete the second stage, the geisha, and then she gets divorced. Hesia, and then she gets again goes through both steps, marriage and arisin, venis almala, and the second husband dies. So kesuvasa shela, in both of these cases, and you'll see now why it brings two cases, the kesuvah payment goes to her. Once she completes, according to this opinion, once she completes marriage, she goes out of the father's domain, and if she gets divorced or the husband passes away, any payments will come to her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees in the first case. So Rishona shel Av, if she gets married, for the full marriage, and then divorced, that kesuvah that was written is written before the marriage is completed. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, it would go to her father. Okay? It would still go to her father. Then she gets married a second time and the husband dies. Now it will go to her. Because after she gets divorced from the first marriage, she's her own woman. She's gone out of her father's domain. And therefore, even he agrees the second payment would go to her. Would go to her. But where he disagrees is the first payment, he says, would go to the father. Because you go after the time that the kesuvah is written. And at the time the kesuvah was written, she wasn't yet married. And she was still in her father's domain. Amriloi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Mishiasia, the minute after he's given her in marriage, ein lavia rishuspa, he has no authority over her, and therefore he can't collect any kesuvah payment. And the halacha follows this opinion. So if the woman gets married, and fully married, they go through both steps, arisin and nisuyin, then when she gets divorced or widowed after that, even though she's still less than 12 and a half years old, she's out of her father's domain and she would collect the kesuvah payment.